Of course. They're only rockets.
C-3PO translated.
And the co-pilot reminds you to take your seats as Captain June instructed.
In a second, Han said. He was squatting next to the co-pilot seat, studying the navicomputer. Hey, Jay, how come we're not jumping to the Murgo choke?
There's a blockade, June answered. We'll have to use the Mott's nostril.
The Mott's nostril? Han objected. That dumps us. Hold on, Han. Luke stood upright, then clasped his hands behind his back and thought for a moment, trying again to connect the Falcon's delay to Alima's attempts to make him doubt his wife. Maybe the Dark Nest had just been trying to buy time, to keep him busy thinking about her instead of what was happening in the Utagetu Nebula. Finally, Luke said, I want to hear more about this blockade.
Now?
June asked. I'd be happy to tell you about it after we're safely away from the Dart ships. Han frowned. Tarfang said we could outrun them.
Because we have a good head start, June said. But if we don't jump soon, they'll catch us.
Then please don't waste any more time arguing, Luke said. Tell me about the blockade. This is important. June let out a long breath, flapping his cheek folds in dismay.
The Galactic Alliance has blockaded the Utagetu Nebula. They're trying to prove that they're on the Chiss's side, he said quickly. Okay, can we jump now?
Han ignored the question. Don't tell me, he said. The colony is already expanding into the frontier again. Tarfang chattered a few lines.
Tarfang doesn't see why we're surprised. What did the Jedi expect to happen when they cheated the colony?
Who exactly is blockading the nebula? Luke asked June. The Fifth Fleet? June's jaw dropped.
How did you know?
Lucky guess, Han said. And this would be the same Fifth Fleet you delivered that cargo of spinglass to? June nodded, slowly.
I guess so.
Han and Luke looked at each other slowly. Then Han dropped to his knees beside the navicomputer. I'll set a course for the choke. No, Luke shook his head. So far, the Dark Nest has been playing us all like a bunch of clue horns, and the only way we're going to change that is find them and figure out what they wanted with all that reactor fuel and hyperdrive coolant. Han sighed.
I was afraid you were going to say that.